Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll free, 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Yay! Hello! And welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. This is the... Oh, that makes good radio.
You beat me to it.
Nothing like a noisemaker on radio. Okay. People are begging us to stop on highways all around the country. I am Cy Kellett, your host. This is our super big, giant, wonderful 20th anniversary edition. 20 years ago today, in a room not far from here, not in this building, but in a building not far from here in El Cajon, California, we are where we are today. The first broadcast of Catholic Answers Live took place. Carl Keating was there. Jerry Usher was there. Jimmy Akin was there. Jimmy Akin is currently cutting the cake and getting pieces ready to give to people. And we've had some wonderful guests the first hour. We've got wonderful guests coming up the second hour, all kinds of great surprises. Thank and I think you will be surprised with some of the folks who are coming to be with us. Chris Check, Jimmy Akin, Tim Staples here in the studio with me. Everybody else on the staff here at Catholic Answers Live who is not home with the flu is also here in the studio, but on the other side of the glass. Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming. Father Hugh Barber just blessed the cake for us, and so we can eat it now.
Cy, I'm going to say this is something that never could have happened in the old studio.
We have all these people in here.
We never could have fit so much of the staff in the production room.
I know. I want to give you a little bit of trivia about 20 years ago today, things that were happening. Chris Check, you're a historian. Do you remember who was president 20 years ago today?
Well, I could probably do the math, but it would take a while.
It was Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was still president. Okay, what do you think Barack Obama was doing 20 years ago today?
I don't think I can say that on the air.
It was a Monday. He was the Illinois state senator. What about Donald Trump? What do you think he was doing 20 years ago today?
I don't know.
Developing a casino.
The Empire State Building. He owned 50% of the Empire State Building at that time. Mother Teresa had passed just a few months before. Okay. Before we started on that day.
Wow, that was 20 years ago. My goodness. Wow.
Yeah. Can you believe that? It doesn't seem like it. I thought the same thing when I looked up and saw Mother Teresa died like 20 years and 3 months ago. That just doesn't seem like it. It doesn't seem like that long. I guess we're getting old.
You are, Cy.
I know. You're not, Tim. You get younger and younger.
It's Valerie that keeps him young.
That's right.
Tim shared with us last hour just a wonderful story about the effects, one of the effects of Catholic Answers Live. You and I are relatively new. You're 5 years here. I'm 1 year here, Chris Check. What is your sense of the impact of this show over the – I mean, we weren't the founders. We weren't here at the ground floor. So I think we can be admirers more than others. What do you think of the effects of the last 20 years have been?
Well, I think there are – we could put them into two categories. One would be just as we were talking about in the previous hour, the real growth in knowledge about the Catholic faith. When Carl Keating started his work, we were saying there was nothing else like Catholic Answers, much less a radio program. But this program especially is responsible for so many people better understanding what the Church teaches and why she teaches it and where that is in Scripture and where that is in the Fathers. Yeah. And that knowledge was not widely available in such an easy way.
Yeah.
There's no easier way to get educated in your faith by turning on the dial or opening up the app now or going to Catholic.com or going to Facebook and while you're doing other things, while you're folding laundry, while you're driving your car or whatever, cooking dinner, whatever it is. And so I think that is the first category, the number of people who better understand their faith. And then just the number of people who've been brought to a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ, myself included. You know, I before I came to Catholic Answers, I listened to this show. I listened to it every single day, and it brought me to a deep relationship with Jesus Christ. And we have file cabinets full of testimonies here at 2020 Gillespie testifying to this truth.
You know, it was Father Mitch Packwood said to me years ago about Catholic radio and the apologetics movement in general, that the perennial problem in the church is in every generation, as you know, Chris, we have the greatest minds on the planet Earth, And it doesn't, you can go science, you can go to whatever category you want. We have it. Every generation for 2,000 years, basically. But the perennial problem is getting that knowledge communicated to the average Joe sitting in the pew. And we have not been good at that. Pretty much perennial.
Well, I'm going to say you've been very good at it, Tim, and Jimmy, and Cy.
No, but you mean the church.
No, it's true.
Yes, but what, as Father Paqua pointed out, never before in history, and this is why I think it was so profound when Pius XI first launched, you know, the Vatican radio station back, or, what, 1930s, right?
Was that 20s.
Yeah, was 20s. That 20s?
20s. Yeah.
In the 20s, he said if St. Paul were alive today, he would be on the radio. There is something so effective about radio by its very nature because, as St. Paul says in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. The purity of the word of God that goes out over the radio airwaves really makes it an ideal instrument for the propagation of the faith.
And the call-in show, the by its nature, the call-in show, even if you're not a caller— you're still identifying with that caller.
Yes.
So that draws you into the show. And then the other thing about it, it's every day or 5 days a week, but you can listen to the podcast anytime you want. So it reinforces itself. So if you didn't catch Tim Staples' explanation of the discourse in John 6 or whatever it is, you know, if you keep listening, that's going to come back up on the show, and your understanding of the Eucharist
now
is going to get deeper.
Now we have the show archived.
Yep.
You can listen to it over and over and over again. It's phenomenal what has happened. And think of this, Cy. We now, today, are blessed to be able to – look, for years past – if you were out working in the vineyard, you wouldn't have all these testimonies. You wouldn't get to see this side of the veil, the numbers of testimonies we get.
Right.
We get testimonies from all over the world. We have people in India, in the Philippines, whose lives we had
a woman from Finland call the show because now we're on Facebook and YouTube.
It's phenomenal. Yeah. It really is.
We didn't know what she was saying because she was speaking in Finnish.
But no, she spoke really perfect true. English. Her English was better than yours, Simon.
Over the years, too, it seems to me it's striking that Catholic Answers has grown with Catholic Radio. It was there at the seminal moment there. 1997 was an amazing year of people founding these ministries like Immaculate Heart Radio and Guadalupe Radio that would then flower into these extraordinary ministries. And every step of the way, Catholic Answers was there. I just want to say some of the stations and networks that have carried us over the year.
Oh,
I mean, Guadalupe Radio.
Texas
and Washington, D.C. and all over. Covenant Radio, Spirit Catholic Radio. We talked just a little while ago about
good friend Jim Carroll.
Right, right. The Stations of the Cross.
Who are now carrying Mother Miriam.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
Is that Buffalo, New York? Or what?
Stations. Or are they? I thought they were in the Dakotas. Yeah, this
oh, really?
Is awful.
Oh, no.
I think maybe upstate New York.
Yeah, upstate New York, Real Presence Radio is in the Dakotas.
Right, okay.
And then the Presence Radio, Real Presence Radio, Ave Maria Radio. All these things really 20 years ago.
Redeemer.
You would have either not heard of them or you had just barely begun to hear about them at the time. And it's such a blessing that Catholic Radio in the interim has become so well established. I do want to ask that question before we go to a break. What took us so long? I mean, you are both converts to the Catholic faith.
Yeah.
Protestants were way ahead of us in this. Why,
and
Jimmy?
It's because of clericalism. Yeah. There was a widespread assumption for a long time in the Catholic Church that religion was something for priests to do.
Uh-huh.
And so consequently, Catholic businessmen did not have the idea that they need to do their part to get the faith in front of the public. And so they didn't form Catholic book publishing houses typically. They didn't form Catholic radio stations, Catholic newspapers or magazines. That was all stuff that they let churches and religious orders do. Mm-hmm. And so in the early 20th century, you had an initial proliferation of radio stations around the United States, and they were run by people in local communities. There were some major networks. You know, that's how actually the TV networks got their start, was as radio networks. Mm-hmm. And there were a few others like the Mutual Network and things like that. But they would have local programming on, so they'd invite like the local Protestant minister to have a Sunday morning radio show. They'd actually have Catholic Mass on different radio stations where there were in Catholic parts of the country. But then the public stations started to pull back from that some. And as programming shifted, there were fewer slots available for religious programming. And so Protestant businessmen got it into their head, hey, we're going to lose, you know, our representation. We need to get our faith in front of the public. And so we're going to purchase radio stations and program them with Protestant programming. But because Catholic businessmen had the idea that this is for priests and religious orders and dioceses to do, mm-hmm. they didn't do that.
So,
and
Jimmy,
it wasn't until that Catholics were basically driven off of the air on public radio that Catholic businessmen said, well, hey, dioceses aren't doing this, so maybe we need to step up. And that's when the explosion of Catholic radio stations started, with people in the 80s and then in the 90s especially, and continuing on to today, local Catholic business people would start purchasing stations and translators. Right.
And there was a little nun in Alabama that had a lot to do with this as well.
Yeah, but you needed people like Doug Sherman, for example, to just buy a station in Reno, Nevada, right, and get started. And there were many others across the country who did that.
But if I'm doing the math correctly, Jimmy, it's almost Catholic radio is almost two generations behind mm-hmm. Protestant radio.
Yeah. Fortunately, we kept up with things in terms of expansion into new media with the internet and so forth. So there's already a Catholic presence there. We're not as far behind on that.
Right.
You know, Chris, there was a document as well as a post-conciliar document from Vatican II that dealt with social communications. And it's quite prophetic when you read it. And imagine this is, what, 1963, 64, when the first document came out, maybe 65.
Inter Mirifica?
Yes, exactly.
Got it.
Yeah. I got some Latin.
You get a gold star.
I know. That's amazing. It's a miracle that I remembered something.
I know you know that document, Cy, and you know that the fathers of the council said, if we do not use all of the avenues provided by modern media. And at the time, think about the worst thing on television back then, the most risque thing was maybe Andy Griffith, you know? I mean, Aunt B was showing a little ankle
I still don't let my kids watch that.
I'm telling you. Stuff. But yet, the fathers of the council said, if we do not use it for the propagation of the faith, the enemy of our souls will. And my goodness, look what happened. Right. I mean, we had a lot of money that went for social communications. I know I put money in the collection plate even since I've been Catholic for the yearly collection, and not a lot came of it. But it may well be, Chris, that this wasn't something that God deigned for the bishops to do, but it's sheep that yes. give birth to sheep, not shepherds. And it really has become a lay sort of motivated and financed, as Jimmy said, apostolate, and now it's burgeoning.
When I hear that expression, new evangelization, you know that it means as many different things to as many different people who say it, but it very does clearly mean what is going on here at Catholic Answers and with Catholic Answers Live. This program, this apostolate run by the laity, working arm in arm in the vineyard with the episcopacy, mm-hmm. with the clergy,
yes.
To spread the gospel.
Amen.
We have to take a quick break. I want you to think about, while we're on the break, who do you think is the one guest that people are thinking, I wish they would have that guy on? Because we got a really special guest coming up right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Catch Catholic Answers Live anytime at Catholic.com.
January is pro-life month, and to get as many people as we can involved in the pro-life cause, we're making Trent Horn's DVD, Making the Case for Life, available for just $5 a copy. That's a savings of over 70%. This DVD was made specifically with you in mind, to help you engage in sustained and meaningful dialogue, and to give you the tools you need to change people's hearts and minds, so that together, we might build up a pro-life culture. One person, one conversation at a time. To get your copy of the DVD, Making the Case for Life, for just $5 a copy, call 1-888-291-8000 or visit the shop at Catholic.com.
Looking for the best in solid Catholic resources that can answer your questions on all things Catholic? Looking for books, audio, and DVDs by the top Catholic thinkers and speakers on the planet today? Stop in today and visit the shop at Catholic.com. All of our resources are time-tested, apologist-vetted, and trustworthy and faithful to the teachings of the Catholic Church. There's truly no better source for solid Catholic resources anywhere on the internet. And now, we've made your online shopping even more affordable with $5 flat rate shipping within the continental U.S. When you're shopping for great Catholic books, CDs, DVDs, and more, turn to someone you can trust. Visit the shop at Catholic.com today. That's shop.catholic.com.
St. Paul's street evangelization isn't like other evangelism you might have seen on the streets. We don't yell, and we don't force anyone to pay attention to us. Instead, St. Paul's street evangelization is committed to presenting a positive, passionately Catholic presence to a world hungry for truth. For more information, or to start a chapter of your own, go to www.streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com. It's time to do our part.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back, my brothers and sisters in Catholic Answers Live land. I'm having a serious case of vuja day, the opposite of deja vu. Patrick Coffin here. So happy to be celebrating 20 years of Catholic Answers Live. Glory.
Hey, welcome back, Patrick.
Yeah, it's so great to be here, although remote. But I'm there in spirit. I'm very happy to be looking back and looking ahead and looking at Tim's ankle that he's obviously clashing. Gentlemen, it's an honor to be here.
Patrick, welcome, Patrick.
Patrick Coffin, you were a host of Catholic Answers Live for 8 years, 7 years. How long were you host?
About 7.55, something like that.
7.55.
7.57.
Okay. All right. Let's be precise. Patrick, thank you for everything you did. You made an enormous difference at Catholic Answers. And I think it's very, very hard to kind of quantify the contribution that you made, but it was an enormous contribution.
He had it down to the decimal point. I don't know.
Well, he could probably quantify it. I can't. I'm not good at quantifying, so I'm not going to try to quantify. Patrick, your reminiscences of your time here at Catholic Answers.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, thank you for the kind words. Catholic Answers had arguably a bigger impact on me than I had on it. I learned a ton. I learned more in my first hour audition than I would have learned in 4 years in radio school. I always say that everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. I sort of front loaded all my technical grief. It was a very steep learning curve. I didn't go to radio school. I was kind of a dark horse. Then director Jan Wakelin really rolled the dice with me, and I'm so grateful that she did, because I had a tremendously gratifying and I had a front row seat in life-changing conversations thanks to the Holy Spirit and the teaching of the Church and guests like the people that you have assembled today. But Cy, it's so hard to summarize 7.5 years of doing that in season and out. And you're in the chair that I sat in, so you know just how thrilling it is. That on-air light comes on, and none of it's rehearsed. You don't know what kind of cast of characters are going to sit in the queue and then ask their question and have a life-changing conversation. So it's really a thrill and an honor. I get asked about, a standout call. Is there anything that happened during the show that you really remember? And I have to say, as I told Timothy Lush in the wonderful story just published in Catholic World Report about the 20th anniversary episode and so on, the one call among scores of calls that really changed me and really moved me was the late, great Father Andrew Apostoli, who was on during my last year, and the subject was spiritual works of mercy. And we get this angry caller. I still remember his name's David, somewhere in Texas. And he came on there, and he was full of vim, vigor, and vitriol. He had the triple V going on. And he would not get calmed down because he was so angry about the church's lack of biblical proof for purgatory. Why are we praying for the dead? And so I finally got him calmed down. And in the end, I asked Father Andrew to do something I never did before. Now, this is the co-founder of the CFR Franciscans in New York City, who work with the other late great Father Benedict Rochelle. Father Andrew is the guy that always got mistaken for Father Benedict. That was his own joke on himself. And I asked him to pray with this caller, and the caller got really quiet. And of course, I always regarded Father Andrew as a living saint. And I remember looking at our sound engineer, Nick, and Nick kind of mimed to me that the caller was crying. He was just sort of broken down, and he felt like he had been, he was duped by his leaders. And because, you know, once you let the Lion of Judah out of its cage, the Catholic faith goes to work on your soul because we're made to hear it. And that's one example. But it's, you know, Cy, as I know you know, it's 10,000 times saying the same thing in a different way with great kindness. That's what wears hard hearts down. And in the end, that's how the grace of God works. Just the hidden power of kindness. There's no magic bullet, lots of mistakes to be made. But if you can get the teachings of the church across in a way that's persuasive and patient, then we're well ahead of the game. So I'm still excited, but a little bit jealous that I don't have any ice cream, to be frank with you.
Well, we didn't get any ice cream either. Wait, was there ice cream?
We do have champagne, Patrick.
We have champagne
and cake. And cake.
Yeah. I forgive you.
Patrick, give us a quick update on what you're doing now since you have left Catholic Answers Live.
Well, I started my own media platform that's led by a podcast, The Patrick Coffin Show. I went really obscure and esoteric.
Yeah.
Patrick Coffin.
How did you come up with that name?
I
did a thesaurus computer generation thing, and it just came up with that. Yeah. So I interview influencers, and I do commentary on faith and culture. I kind of go upstream from politics to talk about the things that will recover the biblical roots of America and the West. I talk about political correctness and how to punch it back in the face. I talk about pornography addiction and the threats to marriage. I've interviewed Jordan Peterson, who's really a freedom fighter in the area of pushing back against this movement to force everybody to think correct thoughts about these, you know, transgender pronouns. I've interviewed, as Tim knows, I'm a huge fan of It's a Wonderful Life. So I got to interview actress Donna Reed's two daughters. Okay, so Donna Reed's real daughter is Mary Owen in real life, and her on-screen daughter is Carolyn Grimes, who played Zuzu. Remember Zuzu's Petals. So very eclectic. I also lead pilgrimages, by the way, going to Italy. So you everyone sitting right there. I mean you, Si. I mean you, Tim and Jimmy and Chris are invited to join me in Italy. It's patrickcoffin.media/Italy. Only going to take one bus. So it's going to be kind of nice and intimate.
You're taking a bus to Italy, Patrick. It doesn't seem safe.
Well, it's a James Bond wrap-up thing. We leave Newark.
Newark, pulling out of Newark for Rome. Patrick, in your time here, what did you feel like you wanted to do for the listener? I mean, what was it that was a great show for me if that happened? What was your view of that, Patrick?
No one's ever asked me that, Si. I want to give you the right answer here. Sometimes people would say, do you ever get nervous? Yeah. Like, well, you're nervous in your audition. And my answer is, every show is an audition. You're now doing – I mean, every show that I do now with the Patrick Coffin Show is an audition for new listeners. You're auditioning for station managers. You want to hook the first-timers. You want to keep the regular listeners happy with something interesting and different. It's not that much different from writing. When I write, I want this paragraph to lead the reader to the next and this page to lead to the next page. And you do that by keeping it interesting and coming at things from different angles. And I find what really helped me grow as the host of Catholic Answers Live is keeping what I believed the listener needed first, and what me as the host and the guest as the expert knew. So in other words, think first of all about what's the listener who might be hostile or ignorant of what the church teaches. What way can it be phrased that they'll go, I never thought of it that way.
Right,
sort
right.
of a new way, so that they're, as the recipient of the message, they're more likely to receive that word as good soil rather than, you know, putting the barriers up. And
right.
And I'm a big fan of Bishop Sheen, of course, as everyone knows, who's listened to me for more than a couple minutes. And he famously said, it's possible to win the argument and lose the soul. So just, you know, that commitment to friendly engagement.
Amen.
And put it in a, person first.
Yeah, I'm monitoring Facebook while you're talking a little bit, Patrick, and I have two reactions to this, but a lot of people are talking about how much we miss Patrick Coffin. And you might imagine I have mixed feelings about that.
Didn't you just recently write that you wished I was bullied as a child?
No, but Patrick, you are missed. And lots of people are talking about things like your chemistry with the apologists and all that kind of things. All kinds of wonderful comments about you, Patrick. I am deeply offended by them, but I think I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that. People miss you great deal, Patrick.
Well, you're a Christian, Si. You have to forgive me. That's how it goes.
But not till Saturday morning. I have before I go to confession, then I'll do that. Patrick Coffin, the wonderful host of Catholic Answers Live for 7.57 years. Thanks so much for joining us on the 20th anniversary special.
Wish I was there in person, guys.
Hey, you're not so far away, Patrick. Come down and see us.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Come on up, Chris. Bring the wine, and I'll bring the champagne.
Amen.
The ice cream. God bless.
God bless you, brother.
Great to visit with you, Patrick Coffin. We have to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. All of you people on Facebook, stop saying how much you miss Patrick. I'm tired of hearing it. We'll be right back with more on Catholic Answers Live right after this.
This is Bishop James Conley of the Diocese of Lincoln. Keep it right here on Catholic Answers Live.
As the legend goes, the Protestant Reformation began when Martin Luther nailed the list of his grievances with the Catholic Church to the door of All Saints Church in Wittenberg, Germany. But do you know the whole story? In Catholic Answers' brand new documentary, The Protestant Revolution, you will hear from top apologists Tim Staples, Jimmy Akin, Carla Broussard, Trent Horn, and Steve Weidenkopf as they expose the errors of Martin Luther and of the other so-called reformers. This DVD will give you a clearer understanding of our Protestant brothers and sisters, and you will be better equipped to engage them about what separates us and about what unites us. Order your copy of The Protestant Revolution today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting shop.catholic.com, or by asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
It might be said that anti-Catholic notions of the Church's history are the original fake news. With all the misinformation being spread, where does one look for the truth? In The Real Story of Catholic History, Professor Steve Weidenkopf gives you the facts on over 50 of the most common misconceptions about Catholic history and shows how to answer them simply and powerfully. Whether it's to answer claims about Catholicism's supposedly pagan origins, old myths about the Inquisition that never seem to go away, or more modern errors that anti-Catholics put forth, The Real Story of Catholic History is an essential resource for every Catholic's bookshelf. Order your copy of The Real Story of Catholic History today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
The Trump administration rolls back the Health and Human Services contraceptive mandate.
U.S. bishops calling for the total elimination of nuclear weapons.
Pope Francis offers prayers for the victims of the California wildfires.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bill banning abortions after 20 weeks.
And Pope Francis says the death penalty is contrary to the gospel.
Your link to news headlines Catholics count on at the top of the hour. Weekdays on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live, super duper fantastic 20th anniversary special. 20 years ago today, this program began. It's broadcast on just four stations now, on hundreds of stations and various other media around the world. We're so grateful to be here, so grateful to have had this opportunity over these years. For me, it's been just less than a year. A couple weeks, it'll be a year, but it's been a wonderful year. And to be part of Catholic Answers is one of the great privileges of my life. I'm joined in studio by Tim Staples, Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers, Jimmy Akin, Senior Apologist, and Chris Check, the President, El Presidente of Catholic Answers. Tim, you alluded alluded earlier to, well, you didn't allude to, you mentioned Mother Angelica and her role in all of this. It really was her in 1997, I think, who said, you all go start radio stations, I'll get the programming to you.
Exactly. She really spearheaded this thing, and as only Mother Angelica could. We, you know, we mentioned in the last hour how that the Vatican II documents really called the church to use media. But the bishop's attempts really failed over decades. But that little woman in Alabama, you know, with television, you know, of course she built a tower where everyone said, that's not where you build a tower. And she said, this is where the Lord told me to do it. And bam, television explodes. And then the same thing with radio. It is astonishing how one little nun started. Now, of course, Doug Sherman, Catholic Answers, St. Joseph Communications, so many others came on board. And then it's the moms and pops and some of these networks that have been born over the decades. That it has been amazing to watch us go from zero to, what, 400-plus stations now all across the United States.
Jimmy. And Mother Angelica also played a very special role with Catholic Answers when we were – I remember sitting in the meetings before we started the program, before Jerry was on staff, and we were a very small staff at the time, and we could all literally fit around one conference table. We were talking about the idea of going on the radio, and we realized the first step we needed to do was see if there was room for us on the EWTN radio network. And so we contacted EWTN, and the word came back to us that Mother Angelica said, absolutely, we're very interested. And she opened the door for us, and that made the subsequent 20 years possible.
Yeah. You know, Cy, I want to underscore something that Tim observed about Mother's model and the EWTN model that persists to this day. It's not a monolith. It is made up of many of these mom-and-pop stations that were created, as Jimmy was explaining in the previous segment, by Catholic businessmen or dentists or doctors or whatever it was that they were, stepping out in faith, buying the tower, and then taking the EWTN fee. Because in many ways, you know, Catholic Answers, of course, and other EWTN programs are broadcast all over the country. But there's something very local about radio as well. And the EWTN model has very much preserved that element of radio. And our – I don't want to steal your thunder, so
our
guest coming up can speak better to that than I can.
Perfect opportunity to welcome our guest from EWTN. Doug Keck is the president and COO of EWTN. Doug Keck, thanks for joining us on
Doug.
A special day for
us. Thank you so much. It's an honor. 20 years on for radio, that's fantastic. I can say that Carl Keating and Catholic Answers was very important to part of my conversion in the late 80s into the early 90s. And, you know, listening to Carl's tapes, seeing Carl at a conference in Steubenville, and really seeing the idea that, along with Scott Hahn, that there were Catholic Answers literally to the questions of faith that many times were brought up by Protestants.
And can you maybe speak a little bit to that relationship? For us, it's the most important relationship we have, I suppose, would be maybe after the relationship with
God.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Right. Yeah. But, I understand.
I don't mean to hurt your feelings, Doug, but, you know,
it's been tried before.
Yeah. we've grown with you and you've grown with us.
Absolutely. I mean, as Jimmy was mentioning, and obviously Tim, the whole idea of relationship with Mother Angelica, obviously Mother knew talent. She knew people who were true. She had a great discernment. She saw that in Carl Keating. She knew that his work was true. She tried to support that as best we could. You know, if Jimmy Akin was willing to fly instead of just take trains, we would have had him on EW10 a little more often. Now we have our studio, so we can at least do something out of Orange. And now, in fact, what's really exciting is coming up in March, we're going to be featuring not only Catholic Answers on our radio network, but we'll also feature a one-week highlight on every Saturday of you guys in person on TV, and we'll be featuring that as well. So we think that's a wonderful example of how committed we are to Catholic Answers and how supportive we are of the wonderful work that you guys do.
In fact, when we built the studio a year and a half ago, it was your team, Doug, yes. from EWTN
right.
who came
Steve
up.
Steve Beaumont and some
right.
of the guys.
Super
Peter
guys.
Gang on the team, right.
Came up for a couple of days and, you know, frankly, I don't even think we paid them. And they helped us with the lighting and everything. And
well, I don't pay them, so I was hoping okay. that we would pay them the bill. I don't know.
But
that's how Catholic Radio
this
works.
A charitable organization.
You know, we were good at radio, but we never built a studio for video. And
right.
And they helped us with everything. These TriCaster cameras and where to get them and who right. to install the equipment. And it was just – couldn't have done it without them.
I think the thing – I think it was you, Chris, was talking about the idea of apostolates and the local aspect of it, even on the affiliate idea. But also, even from a programming perspective, yourselves being a Catholic apostolate, you know, there's not – over years we've added more product that EW10 itself produces, but much of it, Ave Maria, obviously, and there's other apostolates here and there who've produced programming featuring EWTN on our network. So the whole idea of this really being a grassroots movement and really being
yes.
something that does come out of what individuals who have felt called by God to do. And I know in listening to earlier part of the show, I'm not sure if it was Tim was talking about, you know, Mother's success with the television network versus maybe how the bishops worked out. And, you know, Mother's answer to that was simply this. I mean, somebody, I'd be a programming person, I would have said, well, the content was why it was different. Mother would say, no, it's very simple. God gave me this mission. He did not give that mission to the bishops. That's why it succeeded.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I guess it's the same idea. Carl Keating and you guys were given a mission to do what you're doing, to be the stellar apologetics out there, to lead the way in that way. We're always happy to do our part as well. But again, it's all of us working together, I think, to be able to reach all the different people in all the different ways that people understand and learn about the faith.
You know, we have quite a variety of different apologists here. Doug, I wonder if you could just rate them for us.
Who's your favorite?
No,
who's
don't.
My favorite?
No, don't
do it, you really
it,
want me to tell? I'll tell
no.
you.
Let's not go there.
I'll be happy to tell you, honestly. I'm from New York. It's yes. not. I'm not shy.
I've never known Doug not to speak his opinion.
That's right.
I love them all, but, you know, I love Tim Staples. But I will tell you that my favorite is Jimmy Akin.
Oh. Whoa. Well, wow. That's now you're going to have to get on a plane, Jimmy, down to Alabama.
I've always
I'm happy to
enjoyed
do that.
Jimmy Akin's approach to explaining issues on the radio, et cetera, on a level and the way his approach. I just personally have always really enjoyed that.
And well, he's my favorite, too, by the way.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Doug. That's extremely kind. And I know, though, that, you know, different strokes for different folks. And I know Tim has bunches of fans who are to whom he is their favorite.
Yeah, right. And now that Jimmy's lost all that weight, he's really my hero. I have to tell you.
I still have some to lose.
I know my children would agree with you, Vic, because I'm their favorite.
Yeah.
Without question.
And that's what's important.
That's right.
Doug, you want to give our listeners a peek behind the curtain of what's coming down the road for EWTN?
Well, obviously, this month, obviously, we got all the March for Life and the Walk for Life West Coast and the One Life LA and all the programming related to life. I think we've done a good job of trying to show people that it's not a small fringe, that it's mainstream to be pro-life and to stand up for life, especially in January. That's a whole month for us. Going into, like, March, we have a whole new schedule. We're going to be changing some of our programming, do some an apologetics-focused grouping on the weekend, of which you guys will be part of. The TV part of it will be on Saturday. We're also going to do a Marian strip and a men's strip. And so we're trying to lay out our programming in such a way that it makes it easy for people to kind of – who tend to watch at certain periods of time, let alone, you know, time shifting with DVRs, et cetera. And likewise, on the web, we're doing a lot more. We relaunched Life on the Rock as a 30-minute show. It's got segments, moves along. So we're really trying to be able to have programming that appeals to our general audience, but at the same time can be used in segments on the web. We just went over 1 million on our Facebook page. We're very
wow.
proud of
congratulations.
That.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
We're launching a web-based service called EWTN Nordic. We've got some things happening in Poland. We've got things happening in Hungary. Obviously, we're in the Ukraine. There's a lot of things happening around the world. We're creating input points at different parts of the world that we want to be able to do. Walsingham, we opened up an office in the UK a couple of months ago. And we see you guys also as being an input point into the network to be able to have you guys featured on some of our other programs on a regular basis, if we can get that going.
Absolutely.
It's done now. Do you have a contract? We'll sign it right now.
No, it's all faith-based.
Yes, it is.
There's no contract.
It is indeed. And the spirit has moved in these last two decades in so many ways in Catholic media. Doug Keck, president and COO of EWTN, thanks so much for being with us to celebrate our day.
Thank you. Don't forget about Bookmark and Father Spitzer's Universe.
Yeah. We will not forget about them. And we will be right back with more after this on Catholic Answers Live.
God bless you, Doug.
We're here for you. Give us a call today on Catholic Answers Live.
January is pro-life month, and to get as many people as we can involved in the pro-life cause, we're making Trent Horn's book, Persuasive Pro-Life, and his DVD, Making the Case for Life, available for just $5 each. That's a savings of over 70%. Both the book and the DVD were made specifically with you in mind, to help you engage in sustained and meaningful dialogue, and to give you the tools you need to change people's hearts and minds, so that together we might build up a pro-life culture, one person, one conversation at a time. To get your copies of the book Persuasive Pro-Life or the DVD Making the Case for Life for just $5 each, just call 1-888-291-8000 or visit the shop at Catholic.com.
Just like the saints of the Counter-Reformation, our own souls are in constant need of reform, of reconversion to God and His will for us. We struggle with sin. We become distracted in prayer. We find it hard to be loving and easy to be selfish. In Reform Yourself, Sean McAfee shows you how these magnificent saints can be guides to your own personal transformation. We all need to reform our souls. Let the saints who reformed the church show you how. Order your copy of Reform Yourself today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Have you visited Catholic.com lately? We've got a whole new look, better navigation than ever before, and lots of great new features to make your Catholic.com experience one that will have you coming back again and again. You'll find the answers to thousands of questions on all things Catholic, and our extensive library of audios, videos, tracts, articles, and more gets larger every day. When you need answers about the Catholic faith, turn to someone you can trust. Catholic.com, the most trusted destination in Catholic apologetics. That's Catholic.com.
Call now with your question. 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live, having more fun than we should be allowed to have, I think, on our 20th anniversary here. So many wonderful guests, so many great opportunities to reminisce. I want to welcome to the microphone now a person who just hates getting in front of the microphone, so it's extra fun for us to have him here. Darren, the director of the radio department, producer of the show.
Hey, Seth.
Hi, Darren. How are you?
Well, I was okay.
I know.
But then the people on Facebook said they wanted to see you, so Facebook has spoken.
Right. Why do you hate being on the air, Darren?
I'm an off-air guy.
You're just an off-air guy.
Yeah, except for one time.
No, we do not want to talk about that. I apologized. You never have to do it again.
Should I?
You can tell them if you want.
I'm curious.
Why were you on the air once, Darren?
I had to go on the air one time. That was about 2 years ago, because before Cy was here full-time, I had asked him to fill in for Patrick, and he hit some traffic on the way down.
Uh-oh.
And I think took a wrong turn.
I did.
When there was about 3 minutes to go to the show.
Yeah. And the thing is that bothers me to this day, I was so close. Like, I was within a few hundred yards, and I just couldn't remember where's the building. And so poor Darren had to start the show, and he just hates
story.
It.
We hired him anyway.
Yeah. I didn't want that story to come out. Come on, Darren.
That was very broad-minded of you, Darren.
So yeah. I just jumped behind the mic and introduced the guest and saw Cy coming in. And
Yeah,
and,
that was
got out of there.
I do apologize for that, Darren. It was very unprofessional.
It's okay.
Well, Darren,
good for me.
Darren, you do a fantastic job.
Yeah, you do.
You
yeah.
really do, putting this thing together and making us look good.
Well, thank you. It's it's an honor to work with you guys. Sai was mentioning the all the things going on in 1998. And I was a senior in high school at the time.
Yeah.
but I was listening to you guys. Yeah. And I was a non-Catholic.
Oh, I was going to say, now you're a convert. So yes. what did you convert from?
Kind of a non-practicing Baptist.
Uh-huh.
And always had a general belief in God. Mm-hmm. But I started listening to Catholic Answers Live. And I was amazed. I was like, these guys have an answer to everything that I would wonder. And I just got hooked and then read Carl's book, Catholicism and Fundamentalism, and then, you know, it was all over from there.
Awesome. So.
All over in a good way.
Yes.
And now things have changed for you in the course. You've been here how many years, Darren?
12 years.
12 years.
You started as the engineer.
That's right.
And now you've moved up to being the director of radio.
That's right, yeah.
But you moved up in other ways, too. You
have an upgraded living situation.
You definitely married up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now you have two children.
Yes. Yeah. I have a 19-month-old and a 5-month-old.
So you don't have a lot of sleep right now, is what you're
I'm
saying.
Going on about 4 hours right now.
4 hours. That's good. With your first two kids.
I'll take it.
Nice work. Well, thanks for coming in and saying hello. I know you really didn't want to do it. And I appreciate the whole staff forcing him to come in here. Darren,
so
thanks very much.
All the Facebook people who wanted him to come in here, give him some thumbs up.
There you
Yay,
go.
Yay, Darren.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Tim Staples, Jimmy Akin, you guys have been here a long time. Between the two of you, 32 years on the air here with Catholic Answers. Maybe as we kind of bring our reflections to a close, any thoughts on the future, on what you would like to see or what your hopes are for this program going forward?
Yeah, I guess I could kick it off by saying I am really excited about my two best hires. Carlo
yes.
Broussard.
Thank you.
And Trent Horn.
Right.
We've got two young gunslingers here
yeah.
at Catholic Answers that are wonderful men. They're prayerful men who love Jesus
yeah.
and are excellent apologists. And I think these guys that are only in their 30s, young 30s, especially Trent, or is he 12? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
He
just got his driver's license.
That's right. I mean, and these guys are doing outstanding work in apologetics, and I hope to see a few more apologists like that here. But they're going to be carrying the torch after Jimmy and I are gone. So that's exciting. I think going forward, Catholic Answers is strong.
Indeed, it is. And thanks for hiring them, too, because you do get this. We talked about, you know, a little bit with Patrick and with other people about what it is that you'd like to accomplish. And the fact is, both of these men, they know so much and they've studied and they've prepared and all that. They want people to know the Lord. They want people to know Jesus and to meet Jesus.
Amen. And that's the first thing we look for. Of course, you have to have the chops, as we say, to be an apologist, a breadth of knowledge and such. But we need people that love Jesus and that are kind and are loving. You know, we don't want folks in here with chips on their shoulders that are going to chew people out. You can have all the knowledge in the world,
right.
but if you don't love Jesus and you don't love people, apologetics is not for you.
Yeah.
These guys yeah. have got the chops.
All right. Right. Jimmy, your ideas, thoughts for the future?
I have a bunch of ideas, and not all of them connected with just this program. But since you asked about this program,
okay.
I really like some of the things we've been doing. I like the different theme shows we have, like, you know, for atheists and pro-life and stuff like that. And I think we'll have more of those in the future. We may bring some back that we've had in the past, too, that people really liked. But I also like things that we've started to do to reach out. We now have the show on video. It's a beginning of a new world with streaming, video streaming included.
Right.
And so we're making connections with people through new types of platforms, and that allows Catholic Answers Live to expand its reach and to touch more souls. I expect that's a trend that's mm-hmm. going to continue in the future. I'm expecting tighter integration with other sources of information. We have the app for the program, and that's going to continue to grow in the future and become a richer source of information. I expect more cross-connection between the different types of resources we have available online, whether at Catholic.com or elsewhere, and the show. I expect a kind of consilience of those things coming together, and I think that's going to enrich stuff for people in the future. We've also had some adjunct things we've been doing, like Catholic Answers More,
which
is a special pre-show or post-show that we do to give people a little bit more via video streaming. We've started talking to people on the video streaming between the 2 hours when we can't be on terrestrial radio. So we're really looking for ways to make Catholic Answers Live a more engaging and a more informative program. In terms of the content, I mean, I just love doing radio. I love the questions we get from people because we have that mix of the basic stuff, but we also have the more advanced stuff to where I know I have to think and formulate my answers oftentimes as I'm in the process of delivering them. It's not as simple as just hitting the keystroke on macro and here's the Jesus Brothers answer.
Boy, that Jesus Brothers question really got to you, didn't it?
I was scarring. I have nightmares. But you know, all of that is just, I think we're in a golden age right now. I think you add a lot to the show, Si.
Thank you.
With your combination of humility and humor, two good words that both start with H-U. So that's who we have responsible here.
H-U-M.
Yeah. So, hum. Yeah. Who knew? And so I think we've really got a golden age here. We've had a lot of great times on Catholic Answers Live, but I think we're in a great position to deliver even better radio and radio content for people in the coming years.
Yes. Chris Check, our president.
Boy, it's hard for me to really add to what these two gentlemen said.
We're long-winded, aren't we?
Well, but they've said the same things that I would have, and I would underscore Jimmy's remarks, especially that the landscape of how audio and video are delivered is changing more rapidly ever than in the history of these media. And we're blessed to have this new studio. I would name the names of the people who gave it to us, but they requested to be anonymous, but I'll thank them over the air nonetheless. So we're able to have moved into video very quickly, really, in the space of the last 18 months, 2 years at the most. But now the delivery platforms, as Jimmy was referring to, smartphones, apps, the integration of smartphones with automobiles – that's going to become more common. Where terrestrial radio is going, we can't say. We'll certainly be a big part of it as long as it's there. But we have to be nimble and alert to changes in audio and video media and how these things are delivered. And the great blessing, as Jimmy says, the golden age here for us, we've got the staff for it. And when the people here listen to Catholic Answers Live, they hear you, Si, and you are great at this. And they hear Jimmy and Tim and Carlo and Trent. But the fact is there is a crew behind this show.
Yeah, who doesn't get enough recognition.
And, Nick Chamberlain there at the board every day, and Andrew running the TriCasters, and then the ladies in customer service who
– And Nathan.
And Nathan Poe, right?
And who, Selena and all the different
Selena.
People
right,
call screening.
Half the building are trained as call screeners. And this show works well, and Catholic Answers works well and spreads the gospel – in the beautiful way it does, and I choose that word beautiful specifically because beauty moves hearts because of this staff.
Yeah.
And so whatever challenges and opportunities are in front of us in the future, we have the team here for it, and that it gets me out of bed every morning.
Yeah, it is. It's exciting. I feel like I walked into a golden age in many ways. I'm very, very grateful for that. But thank you, Darren. Even though I made you go on the air one time, thanks so much for hiring me. People say to me all the time, don't you get nervous when there's that caller who's combative and it's a difficult question and it's going to be hard to answer? And I always say, my job is to say –
No, because I can turn it over to the guest.
That's exactly right. I say my job is to say, what an excellent question, Tim. And then I just let it go. So it's
I'd like to give an invitation to folks.
Okay,
if you're in the area, you got to come by.
Absolutely,
and see this office.
Yeah, come by.
Meet the folks. come to Mass with us. Well, yeah,
call first.
Well, yeah, call first. We do need a call first. But you
and
know,
now, and now, Lauds and Vespers under the care of Father Hugh.
Chris, I was talking with my wife the other night about, in my history, I've never been anywhere more. The longest I've ever been anywhere was 7 years until now, 13 years here. I love coming to work here. Yeah. I love being in this building, and I'll guarantee if you come by and check it out, you'll see why. There is joy in this building.
Joy's the word.
Jesus is in this building, and you know it when you come in.
Yeah. Here's God, to the amen. Next 20 years. 20 years.
Cheers.
Cheers.
And thank you to our guests, Patrick Madrid, Jerry Usher, who joined us, Bishop James Conley came by for a while, Patrick Coffin stopped by, and Doug Keck, President and COO of EWTN. Well, I'm really looking forward to the next 20 years. Thank Amen. You guys for coming and joining in on the show.
Thank you, Si.
Keep us in your prayers, listeners.
Thanks, Amen. Everybody who came by for the show. Jesus Christ is the light of the nations. And we'll see you next time on Catholic Answers Live.